Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. Indians and Royals continue this three-game series. And, boy, one thing about Kansas City, Terry, they don't lay back. They're not timid. Are they about as an aggressive a team as we see?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're second in all baseball in scoring runs in the first inning, and we saw exactly, you know, they got the first two guys on, and Hosmer hits the first pitch into the left field seats, and he's done that to us a couple times. They're very aggressive. They're ultra-aggressive. You know, the hope is you can use that to your advantage. You know, maybe sometimes flipping a first pitch breaking ball over, or, you know, because once you get ahead in the count, then you feel pretty good. But getting there can be a little challenging.
But just watching their whole demeanor, they're out there. They have the look of a team that expects to win, don't they?
Yeah, and again, that comes with, you know, they're 20-something games over 500. There's a reason. You know, they feel good about themselves. They're playing the game right. They're winning. That sort of stuff comes with it. I mean, you know, right now we're fighting to get to that. And sometimes, like I said, you have to fight to get it. It doesn't come easy.
What about Cody Anderson now? He was so incredible his first four outings. Back-to-back starts where he's been roughed up. Anything in particular?
I think it's a common theme in both his outings. He's got his fastball down. When he locates his fastball down and with his really good changeup off of that, he's always going to be able to survive. And in some instances, really be good when he locates. But he's been hurt with he's elevated his fastball now two games in a row, and he's been hurt by it. And he understands that. He just got to try to work on getting it down a little more.
Is this also a case, too, Terry, when you've been so good like he's been all year long, even your first four major league starts, it's even kind of a jolt for him when guys are hitting those pitches?
Well, again, you know, I don't know about that. I just think that he got a lot in a hurry, and he really came up and did a great job. Now he's also seen what happens when he doesn't get the ball down. I think, to his credit, he's smart enough to know when he makes his pitches, he can do well. When he doesn't, he saw what happens.
Well, we've also seen with the Indians, when they get good, dominant starting pitching and keep you game in the game early, it just changes the whole complexion of a ball game.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way we've been built this year, is when our pitcher holds the other team down and allows our offense to kind of grow into the game, we tend to have success. And it'd be nice to be able to play the other way sometimes too, but that hasn't been our MO. So again, hopefully Trevor can keep him off the scoreboard early and see what we can do, because that's been the formula for us winning.
Well, he too has struggled since the break. Anything in particular there?
I would say it's actually probably a little bit before the break, in his last five or six starts, and he's making some bad pitches or not locating pitches at the wrong time, and, you know, been susceptible to the long ball. Again, it'd be great to get him back on track, because our starters have the ability to get hot. We've seen it happen before, and if they could do that again, get them all five going at once, that would really help us.
Tell us about the roster move.
Well, we knew when we called up Aguilar that if we needed a pitcher, we would have to send him back. We weren't really that excited about sending him back, but when Cody went short, all of a sudden you look up and our relievers have been getting used a lot. And we have a noon game tomorrow before we go on the West Coast. So we got Michael Roth, today was his turn to pitch in Triple-A. He can be here for some innings or long in case something happens with Bauer. He's not necessarily here to get a left-on-left guy, but he's here to give us some length and just to maybe protect the other guys.
Well, Terry, too, with Jesus Aguilar, you really weren't able to give him that extended look. Is that what he needs before you can make a real determination on his future?
Yeah, in fairness to him, yeah. He's done really well in Triple-A. It's backed off a little bit this year, but he's still leading the league in RBIs. Sometimes a guy like that needs steady time to see what he can do at the major league level, and finding that time sometimes can be challenging. And that's something we've talked about a lot as an organization, is because you really want to find out. I mean, he's a big, strong kid, and finding right-handed power isn't easy. So we've talked about that a lot.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Royals coming up on the Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton, the Manager's Minute, brought to you by DraftKings.com. We've already had a lot of big names traded, and the deadline still isn't here. It won't be until Friday afternoon. But, Tito, the one thing it seems we're seeing more and more when it comes to trades is how much teams are valuing their young prospects, and it doesn't matter if you're a big money market club or a small market.
Yeah, Hammy, you know, I think the days of trading Bartolo Colon away or things like that are in the past. I mean, teams value so much the young players, especially young pitching, that isn't making that huge contract. And if they can make contributions to your team, it allows you to spend it elsewhere, and they're very valuable.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.